Welcome, lovely listeners, to the section that I call Five Questions because I ask five questions. I have today with me Christopher Fox. Say hello, Christopher.
Hello.
And I'm going to ask you five questions now. So the first question is, what's your daily routine?
So I wake up pretty much routinely on weekdays, especially at 5:45 a.m. It gives me enough time to start with coffee. I write handwritten in my journal, 3 pages every day, just to kind of clear my head, clear the space, and get myself ready to work. Then I usually spend the rest of the morning until early afternoon or so with a combination of meetings with clients, calls, and working on client projects and various things that I need to deal with. I always take a break in the middle of the afternoon. One of the things that works out really well for me is I'm based in Southern California, but a lot of my clients are in New York and London and Europe. So my afternoons are pretty open to me. So I take a break. I spend some time reading, relaxing, and I don't really come back up to speed until later afternoon when I get a second burst of energy. And that's really when I can focus on a lot of the writing and the client deliverables that I need to develop. After I'm done with work for the day, which is usually around 7 or 8 p.m., I take a break. I've been teaching myself Norwegian over the past year. So I spend some time studying Norwegian. And then once I'm done with that, it's, you know, it's time for family time in bed.
Hi, vi kan snakke norsk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Snakke norsk.
All right. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best thing for me was someone once told me to really learn to hear your inner voice and when to listen to it. It's very easy for me to over-intellectualize and analyze everything. And taking that pause and saying, well, what do I really feel internally? And listening to that and learning how to fold that into my decision-making or however I choose to conduct myself was a big shift for me. Not everything needs to be justified to the nth degree, but, you know, as if you're in front of your dissertation panel.
What's your favorite thing to do to relax?
I spend a lot of time on a day-to-day basis reading, hanging out with my two cats is a great way to spend time at home. I live very close to the beach, so typically every day I'll go for a walk on the beach, or I'll just, you know, spend a little bit of time outside. A great thing about Southern California also is that weather is pretty much always nice. And then bigger picture, when I have some time off and I take a week or two to myself, I really love going out and exploring in the desert. And, you know, this southwestern U.S., there's so much open space, and I really love doing that.
Nice. What in the world annoys you? It's probably rain, isn't it?
No, I wish we would have a little bit more rain, actually. It's the thing that really bothers me the most is joylessness. And that seems like a really strange idea. What am I talking about? It really manifests in all sorts of ways. You know, people who don't embrace the joy of doing and creating and sharing information. When you go into a meeting and, you know, sometimes there's someone at the table who just really hasn't shown up to say yes. They're looking to say no. In some ways, they're showing up to subtract value. And that joylessness is just hugely annoying and frustrating to me. I really like being around people who want to get things done and embrace the joy of doing that.
So what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of starting my company, Synchrosys, from scratch. So I started the company in 2007. My company has been cash flow positive from day one. It really just pulled myself up by my bootstraps, had a couple of good client relationships. It's, of course, in a consulting environment, startup costs are relatively low. So I was able to be cash flow positive. And I've always taken advantage of that opportunity to put value above revenue. So I'm both proud and grateful that I've always been able to say, you know, got solid client relationships, and I can really, really focus on pursuing the value rather than chasing the cash.
Well, thanks, Chris, for answering the five questions.
Thank you. Those are some great questions. I really enjoyed answering them.
And for the regular listeners, the podcast with Chris will come out on Sunday. We'll be talking about thought leadership and what it really means. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe with the Atom Ventures podcast, and you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review, and if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO, and you can email us at info@atomcto.com.